I wasn't looking, but I found you anyway. Written by Zia Zippy 5379 and read by Kaber. This is a leverage fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Hardison slash Parker slash Elliot. It is an alternate universe soulmates fic with soulmate identifying marks. Soul marks were something that had confused Parker from the first time she had heard about them. She didn't understand why there would be the smudges that would only say if a person found their soulmate after they had feelings for them. It was weird that you had to fall in love in order to find your soulmate. She just didn't get why they didn't appear clear before meeting so a soulmate wouldn't be lost or not exist at all. The weird middle ground just didn't make sense. So she ignored the two little marks on her stomach. There was no reason to think about them, because she would never develop the right kinds of feelings for them. Just because fate said that there were people she would love didn't mean it would happen. She had heard plenty of stories about people that never found their soulmate. In fact, as time had gone on, it seemed more people than not went through life without bothering to try and find their soulmate. Parker thought those people were pretty smart. Why hold on to the hope that the next person you fell for would be the one fate assigned? Especially since Parker didn't even think she could have that kind of feeling. Except then one day she looked down at the marks, and they were different than they had been. Not clear, but making their way to that. She had no idea when it had started. She never really looked, but the little smudges that would-be names were trying. One more than the other. It wasn't enough for her to read, so she went back to ignoring them. She didn't even have the faintest idea of who they could be. Her feelings for people hadn't changed. She didn't feel love. Then she did. It hit her like a train, except even harder. She was in love with Hardison, and her mark agreed, because there on her stomach was his full name in a nice script. Not either of their handwriting, but that wasn't that unusual. She didn't say anything at first, but she did agree to the date he asked her on. Parker was sure he knew, and as always was letting her take the lead on their relationship, which was both welcome and frustrating, especially when that second mark of hers still stubbornly refused to clear. Not even a single letter was able to be read, even though it kept changing, creeping closer to the point it should have been clear. Parker wondered if Hardison had a second mark too, and if he knew who it was. Parker kept going and kept wondering, because after having Hardison, she understood. She understood why there were people that spent their whole lives looking for their soulmate. He got her on a level no one else could, and she wanted to find that other person. She knew them, that was for sure, and it had to be someone she already cared for, or else there wouldn't have been a change in her mark. Yet she couldn't figure it out. That was until one quiet day where she was sitting at the bar of the brew pub. There were no customers in the building, and the staff had been sent home other than the three of them that lived in the back. Elliot was cleaning the bar after giving her a plate of things to try, and she remembered something he had said, that he expressed a lot through food and the way it made people feel. Looking down at the plate she had and then again at Elliot, everything clicked. Elliot was her other soulmate. There was no other explanation for it. And later, when she checked, his name had become clear. She talked to Hardison first and confirmed that it was the same for him. Then they went to Elliot together. The conversation wasn't pretty. They nearly lost everything. But after a lot of arguing and tears and strife, they got there. They all managed to admit what they felt, some of them easier than others. They agreed to try. It worked. It kept them together, even after Sophie and Nate went on their own way, finally having admitted to their own bond. And Parker was happy. Happier than she had ever imagined being. The end.